Explore the mystery at shrouduniversity.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, the first presentation is titled Body Image Formation Hypothesis Based on Corona Discharge, a discussion. Summary of this presentation is the two hypotheses of the body image of the body image formation of a Turing shroud based on corona discharge were proposed at Dallas 2005 conference. The second hypothesis is more relevant also for me, so it is here considered. After an explanation of the CD, a discussion started at the shroud science level will follow. Note that it must be premised, someone classifies as non-scientific some works that make reference to a supernatural event like the dematerialization. In this kind of work, some facts are considered and discussed, trying only to find a scientific explanation, such as an energy capable to cause all these effects. The eventual hypothesis of a particular event connected to this energy is out of the present discussion. This procedure cannot be excluded from a scientific analysis until a Turing shroud image will be completely explained and reproduced. As you know, nobody has been able up to now to reproduce a body image similar to that of the Turing shroud. If anyone is able to reproduce the body image or a part of this, please send me a copy, I'll study, and that I'll understand. Corona discharge. The corona discharge is not well known to all of you, so a premise is necessary. Corona discharge is an electrical discharge brought on by the ionization of a fluid. A current develops between two high voltage electrodes in a dielectric fluid, usually air, by ionizing the fluid so as to generate a plasma around an electrode. A common example that most of you know is the coronal discharge that is in a plasma ball. The plasma ball is commercially sold and it is easy to find. This plasma ball, there we see a pink area in the nucleus, around the nucleus, in proximity of the external in the external sphere. Here we see the pink area where CD is formed. So we have the lightnings that are blue, and we have a coronal discharge around the inner sphere and on the outer sphere. The degenerated ions are used as charge carrier to other electrodes. An atom is ionized if it is subjected to a strong electric energy. It generates a positive ion and an electron. This is an example of CD in air at a conductive point. This area is enlarged here. This is a needle, very enlarged. On the point of the needle, it is formed a coronal discharge, also here in the sphere. CD is a partial discharge, pink around the sphere, and not a total discharge, the blue bolt of lightning that we see here. Coronal discharge forms many effects: heating, UV luminescence, acoustic effect, and ozone. Heating was measured by me using a pyrometer. a maximum 150 degrees C, and luminescence are important for the during shroud body image formation. The acoustic effect and the ozone will be not considered because are not of interest in this research. Also, electrons are the medium that triggers the process. It is the UV light and the heating that produces the image. They react with the linen fibers and break the CC chemical compounds. Here we see an example. Here is a plasma ball. And we see the end image touching a cloth in proximity of a plasma. This is a cloth, and behind the cloth is an end. If an end touches the cloth in proximity of the sphere, a CD forms, and the image of an end is visible here. Here are the fingers. How the Turing shroud was placed around the man? This is a problem that was discussed many times, but the most probable placing is in accordance with the slide just shown by Alan Wanger. The body was enveloped in the shroud and put horizontally over the tombstone. Around the course there were plants that prevent body sheet contact. Here we see the tombstone, perhaps some various spices here, an half part of the shroud corresponding to the back image. Here is schematized the cogs. Here are plants, flowers, and so on. And here is the second part over the course of the shroud. Another hypothesis that was discussed at Dallas stated that the man was tightly wrapped in the Turing shroud by means of bandages. But there is a problem. This is the scheme, this is the man, and this is the scheme of the shroud wrapped tightly around it. If the Turing shroud man was tightly wrapped, we should also see blood stains in the lateral parts of the body, here and here, for example, the legs, but they do not exist on the shroud. So, for this reason, it is quite improbable that the man was wrapped in this way. Therefore, this hypothesis is not considered here. Continue with the hypothesis. The man in the tomb generated an electrostatic field. Electrons coming from a human body were attracted to the surrounding ambient. The radial electrical field lines are generated by an energized body. This is the scheme of the body emitting electrons. This is the scheme of the shroud that was quite flattened. Therefore, the shroud probably changed its configuration during the image formation and flattened, not in this way, but in a way very similar. This is the scheme of the body. This is the body emitting electrons. And this is the scheme of the electrostatic field. It has stopped. Perhaps the file is too big. CD over the body could have been a byproduct of a particular phenomenon. such as ball lightning or even the resurrection, a phenomenon that cannot be discussed in a scientific level because it is not reproducible. In any case, I want not to discuss what generated the coronal discharge, but what, how can we detect the coronal discharge studying the Turing shroud. So the hypothesis is that the corpse emitted electrons as a form of radiation, as I have explained before. The generated electric field causes avalanches, restarts, and streamers in the air around the Turing shroud main to form CD. The Turing shroud inside the glow coronal discharge layer, it has the length of the emitted streamer is greater than the body closed distance. The glow CD layer is interrupted by the presence of the Turing shroud and restarts on the outer surface of the Turing shroud. The outer streamers are energetically less severe, so that the intensity of the image impressed on the outer surface of the linen is reduced. This fact explains the double superficiality of the body image that is represented here and was discussed some years ago. Here are some results obtained by me. Here is a plasma ball and a linen sheet. Here you see the plasma ball. Here the linen sheet that was put to was connected to a mass in order to discharge the electrons. A commercial plasma ball can be used to generate image of objects on a linen cloth placed on the glass surface. If you want, you can try to repeat this experiment, but I must say that this experiment is not simple, because as my colleague Di Lazzaro underlined before, the range of imaging, the range of energy that images the cloth is very narrow. So it is more easy to obtain nothing or to obtain ablation. The system must be well calibrated. This was a watch wheel that was used to imprint an image. And here we see the system by from this point. We see the cloth, the sample cloth, the image of the wheel that forms a coronal discharge, and also lightning here. After exposition to CD for 300 seconds, the linen cloth shows an image visible in UV. After heating this sample with an iron, the wheel image also appears in visible light. These results are very similar to that shown before for the excimer laser. As in the Turing shroud, the image of the cloth subject to the CD is very superficial, but also double. Also in my experiment, I obtained a double superficial image. An image on very superficial on one side, in the middle nothing, and another image on the other side. It appears to be the front and back on the back surfaces. Here we see the image, that the image color, this is the image not well formed, as you see, but also in the shroud it is not easy to well detect. The image color resides on the 200 nanometer thick primary layer of the Turing shroud fibers. So also in this case the image is very superficial, also at fiber level. The medullas of the image fibers are not colored as in the Turing shroud. This is a fiber. The fiber surface is crackled like those on the Turing shroud. About the term crackled, there was a big discussion of definition of what is a crack or not. In any case, this sign is also visible in the Turing shroud fibers. all the image fiber are circumferentially colored. This is an important fact because the cylindrical fiber is not colored only on a part, the part subjected to the radiation, but it is colored all around the cylinder, but in the middle, nothing, no color. Chemical physical characteristics of the image on linen cloth subjected to CD correspond to those of the Turin shroud. Notwithstanding that, some researchers have criticized and continue to do the CD hypothesis for the body image formation. The most important comments are therefore here discussed. Before to make this, I want to note that the corona discharge is not against the John Jackson collapse hypothesis, but it can improve it from the point of view of the soft UV light. In particular, as we all know, the hypothesis of John Jackson has some problems in reference to the dorsal image. With the CD, it is possible to improve it. Here, now I make a list of some comments made by some researchers. First of all, is Mario Latendresse that at Dallas 2005 stated that Fanti states that the radiation effects are almost orthogonal to the skin, but the electric field are not. In effect, effectively, he's right. If we see the electric field is not orthogonal to the skin, but this was a first approximation. If the Turin shroud is near the Turin shroud main, so in this part, almost wrapping the main, the radiation can be assumed as orthogonal. If the Turin shroud is relatively far from the Turin shroud, the radiation can be assumed as vertical in agreement with Jackson's hypothesis. If the Turin shroud is posed here, quite far from the body, you all see that the field lines become almost vertical. And this is in agreement with the Turin shroud image. Marcel Alonso stated, I believe that radiations have nothing to do with the image properties of the shroud. He supposed, in fact, that the image formed by contact with the help of some gases coming out from the corpse. I take the occasion to underline that also today morning an hypothesis of contact was proposed, but it is not in agreement with the last findings that are published also at Short Science. Scientific facts forbid an agreement with this. The 3D effect show that there is a continuous relation between luminance and body cloth distance, explained with a source acting at a distance like an energy. Marcel Alonso's hypothesis of contact and diffusion does not match with this continuity. Now I cannot show why, but if someone it is interested, I can enter in the details. Turin shroud image fibers are separated by non-image fibers at a thread level. This means that if my fingers are the fibers of a thread, this fiber is colored, this not, this one yes, and this not. This is a big problem if we don't make reference to a source like CD to explain this fact. An electric field can explain this with electrons flowing along preferential fibers. The image fibers are equally colored around the circumference that we have seen before. The electron traveling along the image fiber explains this. Come to hear, new results, some Turin Shroud fibers coming from the Turin Shroud band buttocks zone, back of the surface in contact with the tombstone, shows limited areas, length of about 15 micrometers, with signs of localized bursts of high energy, high intensity of energy. Explainable with a source of energy like CD, but not with the Shanghai fire. This photo, that has not yet published, shows an interesting fact. This is an enlargement of this. The Turing Shroud fiber, in a very localized point, show some bursts, but this area is very short. About 50 micrometers, and to obtain experimentally a result like this, or we can we use the coronal discharge. I have obtained similar results, or we must focalize intense source of energy in that point. That it is not to be that of the shroud. Ray Schneider commented that the three effects is not a particular clue to an inverse square law. In the case of Turing Shroud, 3D is not close to an inverse square law, but close to a negative exponential law. This fact was studied by a student in thesis with me, which studied many points of the shroud and made a best fit with the probable enveloping of the shroud. These are the relations detected. Please note that there is not only one relation correlating the intensity level of the luminance with the hypothetical distance of the cloth, but there are three different laws, one in reference to the frontal image, one in reference to the dorsal image, and one different again in reference to the face. As you know, the face is better defined than the other, the image of the front and back. Ray Schneider wrote, the real problem is simultaneously explain the 3D relationship and resolution, because they are at odds with each other. It seemed not a problem with CD because high resolution, that in the next paper we see that will be 4.9 millimeters, is due to the fact that the electric field lines do not cross each other. It is found in contact areas as face and hands. The 3D effect instead is evident where Turing Shroud band distance from the cloth is higher, more than 1 centimeter in this zone. Also, Ray Schneider comments, the problem is simply that the center of the linen fiber are unaffected by the energy that produces the image. I'd be delighted to see evidence. This is an experiment done with a coronal discharge, and we see that this medulla seen in that area that where there was a defect show greater luminance. This means that the color image is only out the fiber, not in correspondence of the inner cellulose. From the list that all of you must see if wants to build an image like the shroud, these are listed more than 100 facts relative to the shroud. we read that pyrolysis MS data showed the presence of polysaccharides of lower stability than cellulose on the surface of the linen fibers of the Turin shroud. This was Rogers in 2004. This is an explanation why the external layer was colored. Ben Wilk, how does your color CD hypothesis address the issue of the cloth being in two different positions? In agreement with B-Power, a consequence of radiation is a repositioning of the Turin shroud in the tomb. Following the law PV equal to KT, the rapid increase of temperature T in correspondence of the air between corpse and cloth due to the energy emission caused a pressure P and a volume V variation, which were the explanation why the cloth moved. This is an interpretation of why how the cloth could have been posed in correspondence of the image formation. In particular, or we see that in correspondence of the fit frontal image there is a big distance. I know, but I will recover after. Thank you. Other comments, Ben Wick, while the facial image is well resolved, the anchor region on the frontal image is not. In agreement with power pressure to the puffed up and down the Turin shroud hypothesis, the Turin shroud man emanated an intense energy that caused a pressure increase. After some fraction of a second, the Turin shroud man dematerialized, letting free his neutrons. Suddenly, his electrons generated CD that caused a photo of his body image on the Turin shroud in a moving configuration. The resulting image is not blurred because the acquisition time was less than about 1/10 of a second, but due to the distance, it is not so well resolved. I go over, there are many other comments, but we have not the time. I go to the discussion. In addition to an additional work hypothesis explaining the mechanism involved in the body image formation with CD is here proposed. An electric field was generated in the human body by neutrons that came out. The free electrons were then attracted by the linear fabric. The Turin shroud fiber acted like optical fiber or light fibers in a manner first proposed by Kevin Moran, and let the electrons generated by the cores run along their lengths, not at the supposed by Kevin Moran in the fiber, but outside it, along their thinnest their external layer. Some colored fibers are posed side by side to non-colored fibers because these were not involved by an electron interaction, and they were a bit more distant from the electron source. This is only a work hypothesis for the moment. Conclusion. One of the two hypotheses of the body image formation based on CD proposed at Dallas has been considered and explained. The results obtained with the CD test have been compared with those of the TS body image. Some researchers have criticized the CD hypothesis, perhaps because not very well informed on some details. Therefore, the most important comments, such as orthogonality, 3DF resolution, superficiality, double ATS configuration, fluorescence, coloration, blood stain, degradation, has been discussed not all here, but if eventually I discuss during the comments, has been showing the compatibility of CD experiments with those of the TS image. An additional work hypothesis has been discussed to better understand how the body image was impressed in the most important relic of Christianity. Thank you for your attention, and now I should pass to the second presentation. That entitles MTF resolution of image obtained without an acquisition system. Summary, aim of this work is the extension of MTF technique to evaluate the resolution of the Turin shroud body image. We discussed introduction, imagery solution, MTF plots, edge exposure technique, proposed technique, application of the technique, discussion and conclusion. The preliminary results, Turing Schlaub of the imagery solution is 4.9 plus minus 0.5 millimeters. And this is in agreement with the paper of John Jackson. What is the resolution? It is the level of detail on an image, and it is also named definition. Here we see a well-resolved image compared with a not well-resolved image. The corresponding MTF curve is more wide in this area because we have many details, and more narrow here because the details are less. Resolution images are characterized by values of spatial frequencies. In abscissa we have the frequencies. Frequencies that are the inverse of the space period. MTF plots were employed to characterize the photographic objective, and they are obtained by the comparison of optical target with the corresponding acquired images. If we acquire an image with a normal camera, we obtain a better or worse resolved image. The input image is this one. The acquisition system makes some danger to the some noise to the image, and it results more blurred. If we compare the Fourier transform of this image with the Fourier transform of this image, and we make its ratio, we obtain the MTF curve. With this study, the procedure is extended in the case in which only the output image is present. This is what normally the photographers make. In the case of the shroud, we have not the input image, we have also not the acquisition system, because we don't know how the image was formed, and we have only the output. Can we obtain some information in terms of MTF also in this case? Yes, if we use some photographs of faces, like that of the shroud, if we make some averages, and we correlate this with this. Making the ratio of the Fourier transform, we obtain some information about the acquisition system, and this can be an help in the body image understanding. It is known that the science is not able to explain, not to reproduce, to reshroud body image. The determination of the body image resolution is important also in reference to formation body image hypothesis. At the moment, the direction radiative hypothesis is the most plausible, as we've seen before. If you want, I enter in the details of the MTF plots and the mathematical formula related. But if I don't see any end lower, I go on without an explanation. Here are the formula that, on which bases the MTF function, but I have explained in few words in how it consists. In particular, this is the plot that is not easy to summarize because we have many curves relative to every image. For this reason, I select two points. We have in this axis the values coming from 0 to 1. So I choose the point 0.5, 50%, and the point 0.05 to define the corresponding frequency that is measured in meters minus 1. also this some mathematics that I jump. Here is an explanation. This is the input image, and depending on the quality of the output image, we have this well-resolved image or this that has some blurring. The corresponding MTF curve varies from here to here, as we have seen before. This is what we have discussed before. And here we arrive to some applications. Application of the technique, only acquisition system unknown. Here we have the images of cords that use Ray Rogers to support his hypothesis of gas radiation. These cords were wetted with acid and were covered with a cloth. This is the image of the cords that was impressed in the cloth. How is the resolution of this image? Here we can make calculate the two-dimensional Fourier transform, and after some operation we obtain the MTF curve with the uncertainty band, and we obtain that the maximum resolution corresponds to 9 plus minus 3 millimeters. So the resolution of this experiment is double that of the shroud, doubly worse, and for this reason the gas diffusion is not able to reproduce the details that we see in the body image of the shroud. Another experiment obtained by Ray Rogers, two experiments, these are the images that were obtained on the cloth, but in this case the resolution was so low that it was not possible to calculate an MTF curve. Case 2, Turing shroud phase, input was obtained by averaging three phases. Three photographs of phase were averaged, were obtained the Fourier transform, and this, the Fourier transform was compared with that of the shroud. This is the resulting MTF curve that gives a resolution of about 5 millimeters, but another point interesting appeared. This peak that is not normal in the MTF curves. These peaks indicate that there is a periodicity of the image that it is not well explained. We see the resolution is that we have seen before. Another image, kindly furnished by Sue Benford, was analyzed the PP, psychic photography technique. In this case, we obtained a resolution of 12 millimeters. Too high to be compared to that of the shroud. This is the image of a face. Another technique gave instead better results. You see a result of 5 millimeters, very comparable to that of the shroud. This is the BioGDV technique, biological emission and optical radiation gas discharge visualization. And also this technique is correlated to the coronal discharge. This is the input image, and that is the output image that gives a spectrum similar to that of the shroud, and also in this case there is a peak that it is not common in the MTF curves. Another application was done in correspondence of the ends, And also in this case, we find the peak at a frequency of 32 meters minus 1. The resolution also of the ends is about 5 millimeters of the face. The ends on face on the Turing shroud have the best resolution in the than the other part of the image. Here is a comparison from input and output to evidence this peak corresponding to the anomalous behavior that we see here. The peak at 30.2 meters minus 1 corresponds to a period of 31 millimeters. What in the body image has a period of 31 millimeters? This is the dimension. Here we can see that if we make a 3D reconstruction of the face, we obtain these bumps that have about this dimension. Perhaps it can be a characteristic of the body image formation that must be studied in more details. We have discussed many techniques, and we see that the gas diffusion proposed by Rogers is not applicable in this case. The Turing shroud face and ends has a resolution of about 5 millimeters. The PP technique 12 millimeters too high, but the BOGDV technique has a resolution very similar to that of the shroud. So this can be a technique that must be better investigated. The test image has the following characteristics. These are the frequency, but the most important thing is the resolution 4.9. These results are confirmed by a qualitative work published in GOP, where higher frequencies are greater than 80 and less than 100 meters minus 1. The non-typical peak at frequency of 32 meters minus 1 or at a period of 31 millimeters could give information on the imaging mechanism. BOGDV technique has some analogy with Turing shroud, not typical peak and similar resolution of 5.3 millimeters. Conclusion: with this method it is possible to study MTF plots of image in which both the acquisition system and the input is not known, even if the relative uncertainty is higher. The method was first applied to images obtained by the gas diffusion technique. The resolution results at least of 9 mm too much high. The resolution of TS images is 4.9 mm and it is compatible with the BOGDV technique of 5.3 mm. The resolution of PP images reaches only 12 mm. These results are in favor of a radiative but directional phenomenon for the Turing shroud body image formation, contrary to a gas diffusion hypothesis and the open way to a hypothesis based on a technique similar to BOGDV. Thank you for your attention for the second presentation, and if I can, I pass to the third. Do you want 5 minutes or... I continue? Okay. After that, I must present also the paper of Barbara Faccini. Ah, great, okay. That is shorter, very shorter than this. Third presentation is the statistical analysis of dust taken from different areas of the Turing Shroud. Summary, after introduction, we discussed types of fibers and particles detected. I presented the method used for the statistical analysis. We discussed some results at the level of single filter and of all the filters. Here we see Giovanni Rigi di Numana with one filter inside. As a result, the histogram of each type of fiber or particle are evidenced, and they are presented some conclusions for future developments. In 1968 and 88, Giovanni Rigi di Numana aspired some dust from the back of the Turing Shroud and sampled them in various filters. Some analysis have been done at micrometric level on this dust using SEM and other instruments, but these analyses were principally oriented for conservation problems. Here we see Giovanni Rigi di Numana with the filter, here are the other filters, and here we see the sampling method. Sticky tape was put on the filter, here are the dusts, and some dust were attached to the tape that I studied. Introduction. Up to now it has not been published a description or a statistical analysis of dust composition. Last month I had the occasion to see the paper in publication of Paul Maloney, who treats the same argument from the point of view of the dusts or the particle taken by Max Frei. It could be important to make a comparison with all these results. Using a petrographic microscope, the dust coming from five different areas of the back of the shroud were studied, were subdivided in this subjective categories. Cotton fibers, shroud fibers, Holland cloth fibers, Turing shroud fibers, corresponding to the fire zone, because they are very particular, red fibers, blue fibers, and other fibers. Blood-like particles, red-like particles, yellow-red particles, opaque particles, and other. There are many particles. Now we see some examples, but the analysis is not very easy to perform. So, if someone is interested in go more in depth in this study, I am open to furnish some of this dust on front of a detailed test plan. A statistical analysis of dust samples has been performed in relation to the following filters. There are five filters, filter E, F, H, G, corresponding to about this area. The I filters corresponds to the 14C sample. These are ends, face, buttocks, and feet of the dorsal image. The cotton fibers that are very numerous in the dust probably come not from the shroud but from the filter that was made of cotton. So they were not considered. Turing shroud fiber are very difficult to detect in visible light, but are very simple to detect in cross-polarized light. You see the same fiber seen in visible light and in cross-polarized light. I take the occasion to underline that these signs that were named by Rogers as growth nodes and in literature have been found as kink bands, are very particular and are quite different from the fibers that I have seen tomorrow morning in reference to the Oviedo cloth. So I should not say that the fiber of the Oviedo cloth are similar to that of the shroud. Here are some Turin shroud fibers compared with other fibers. It is not simple to detect them, but if you compare old fibers with new fibers, you can see in cross-polarized light the great difference. The Holland cloth fibers are many different from the others. This is the Turin shroud fiber, and this is the so-called Holland cloth fibers. I cannot state that this is really an Holland cloth because I did not take a direct sample. But Ray Rogers named them as Holland cloth, so I believe in his statement. These are the Turin shroud fibers corresponding to the fire area that show no cross polarization and are dark as you see here. Red fibers that are not typical of the shroud but are due to some contamination. Here we see the same image in visible light, cross polarized light. We see a blue fiber, a Holland cloth fiber, and some Turin shroud fiber that are very common here, here, and here. Other particles, other fibers, these are not easy to detect, so they were excluded from the statistical analysis. Blood particles areas, obviously we should have make some detailed analysis to state that it is blood, so I call blood-like, but I am quite sure that this is blood. Blood probably mixed with some serum, because in UV light, the dimensions are about 10 micrometers, just for an idea. In in UV light, we see that image corresponding probably to the serum. This is an overlapping of the two images, 1 and 3. Instead, if we see the same particle in cross-polarized light, it appears very red, typical of the organic substances. As you can see in that poster, this particle was after analyzed with Raman, and the Raman confirmed that it is an old particle of blood, probably subjected to an intense source of energy that that causes some oxidation of the hemoglobin contained in it. Here are the red light particles, yellow red particles, and opaque particles that are quite frequent, and other particles among which there are many pollen, and this pollen can be studied in the next future. If someone is interested, is welcome. Other fiber, this and this. Also, some acaros have been found, and it's not analyzed there, but this was the cause of the fact that during 1988 the Turin shroud was subjected to thymol. Thymol is very dangerous because, in agreement with Ray Rogers, could have interacted with the Shroud fibers and could have added some new 14C to the Shroud fibers. About the method, four samples coming from rigid Neumann filters subdivided in three of four samples were analyzed. Only particles greater than about 4 micrometers were considered, and the cotton fiber, probably coming from the filter support, have been included from the statistical analysis. Here is the result in reference to the filter E, corresponding to the ends. Here we see all the particles and the fibers analyzed before. Mean percentage value and the standard deviation calculated for each value. You can see that the Turing Shroud fibers are very frequent. In the case of the filter F phase, you see that the Turing Shroud fibers are more frequent, 83%. Also, in the filter corresponding to the filter, there are many Turing Shroud particles. In correspondence of the Botox, 65, no, here I have Turing Shroud correspond to 61, this is an error, and all are shifted. If other is 19 and so on. Filter corresponding to 14C area, we see that the Turing Shroud fiber are less. Why? Because some contamination may be have included some other fibers. This is a corner and probably some other material deposited there. This is the results of all the filters. Here is the values that we have just commented, and now I represented the histogram of each type of fibers or particles where we see the percentage of Turing Shroud fibers detected in five different fiber filters. These are the particles and the fibers, Turing Shroud fibers, corresponding to the five filters. This is the uncertainty band corresponding to the different percentages. Here is the corresponding to the Holland cloth, fire area, red live, you see that they are very rare, 2%, 3% maximum. Blue fibers absent in many filters. Other fibers, blood-like particle, very common between the large particle considered, red particle, you can see that the color is different, now can be the particle coming from a pigment. We have detected many pigments in correspondence of the eye filters, and among them there are iron oxide, detected also by Necron, who was right, but there are also lapis lazuli, that is blue. This means that this contamination was probably coming from other images that touched the shroud. Yellow-red particles, opaque particles in transmitted light, quite common. And conclusion, the different distribution of the fibers in the filter show the relative difficulty of remixing dust lying between the Turing Shroud and the Holland cloth. About 8 fibers over 10 result from the Turing Shroud. In agreement with the hypothesis of the double superficiality of the face image, only one darker fiber has been found on the sample F. F coming from the back of the shroud. It is not so meaningful, but future analysis could confirm that some image fiber exists also in correspondence on the back of the Turing shroud. Conclusion: in general, this study is useful for the knowledge of the contents of Turing shroud dust in the field for future analysis on this material. Future development can be to address the statistic to particles smaller than about 4 micrometer, and among them we can find pollen and many other material. Thank you for your attention, and now I will.
Explore the mystery at shrouduniversity.com.